All right, let's dive into Pueblito Paisa. It's more than just a tourist spot, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely.
We're talking architecture with a backstory, food that tells a tale, and sustainability, too.
It really does capture that Antioquian culture, that paisa essence.
Plus, those views.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Panoramic views of the whole city.
So let's start with that time travel feeling.
Okay, yeah.
What would I see wandering through Pueblito Paisa? Like, what's the scene?
Well, think cobblestone streets
Okay.
leading to a central plaza, which is like the heart of the village, and there's a whitewashed church right there.
I've seen pictures. It's beautiful.
And all around it, colorful buildings, that classic Spanish colonial style.
Like stepping back in time.
Exactly. Each one a little window to the past.
And get this, a lot of those buildings, they used materials from the town of El Peñol
Right. El Peñol, the town that was submerged.
for the Guatapé Reservoir.
Yeah, when they created the reservoir, they literally took pieces of the town and gave them new life in Pueblito Paisa.
Instead of letting history just think, so to speak.
Exactly. It shows that respect for their heritage, you know?
That refusal to let the past be forgotten.
Powerful, isn't it?
It makes you wonder about the stories those bricks could tell.
I know, right?
But, okay, enough about bricks. Let's talk food. Bandeja paisa, you wanted to know about that?
Oh, bandeja paisa. It's not just food, it's a symbol, you know?
Nuh-uh.
The paisa culture, that abundance, the resourcefulness,
Right.
it's a hearty dish piled high, rice, beans, ground beef,
Oh,
chicharrón,
crispy chicharrón.
of course, crispy,
Yeah.
and plantains, a fried egg, the works.
Wow, that
That's,
sounds rich.
yeah, is that typical of paisa cuisine?
Absolutely. Reflects the region's bounty, that connection to the land.
Makes sense.
And while bandeja paisa is a must try, there's more empanadas, those little pockets of deliciousness, arepas, the cornmeal cakes. So versatile.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
And even mazamora, a sweet corn dessert.
My stomach's rumbling already.
But while we're on sensory experiences, what about those
Oh,
handicrafts?
you'll find stalls full of colorful hats, woven bags, pottery, wooden items.
Wow.
Each piece, a little work of art, often techniques passed down through generations.
So a real taste of the culture.
Absolutely. A way to bring a piece of it home.
Okay, we've got the sights, the sounds, the tastes of the village,
Yeah.
but there's more beyond the cobblestones, right? What about this museum of the city?
Ah, the Museum of the City.
What's the deal with that?
It's housed in a restored colonial building, which just adds to the atmosphere.
Okay.
And it chronicles Medellin's journey from its early days to the modern city it is now.
So you can see how the city's evolved.
Exactly. Exhibits about its past, the challenges, how it's reinvented itself but kept its identity.
A perfect complement to Pueblito Paisa, then.
I'd say so, adding that historical depth.
Now, I have to ask about those panoramic views from Cerro Nutibara.
Oh, the views.
Everyone raves about them, especially the
Yeah,
sunsets.
it's not just hype, trust me.
So paint me a picture.
Okay, imagine standing atop Cerro Nutibara, Pueblito Paisa, behind you. The whole city sprawling in front of you. The Abra Valley stretches as far as you can see.
That's incredible.
And the sunset, the sky explodes with color.
I can only imagine.
Breathtaking, truly.
Okay, all this exploring is making me think logistics.
Sure.
Is Pueblito Paisa easy to get to?
Very easy. You can walk from the Industriales metro station,
Right.
take a taxi, or hop on a bus.
Easy enough.
But what's really commendable is their commitment to sustainability.
Oh, tell me more.
They've improved pedestrian access, encouraging walking,
Makes sense.
and created hiking trails through the natural park surrounding it.
So they're really thinking about the environment.
Definitely, they want to be a part of it, not just built on top of it.
Makes the whole experience even more appealing, for sure.
Right.
Now, for a visitor, when's the best time to go?
I'd say daytime is ideal,
Okay.
especially morning, mild weather, the clearest views.
Makes sense.
Weekdays or early mornings are good if you want to avoid the crowds.
Good tip.
And of course, comfortable shoes are a must.
For those cobblestones.
Exactly. Plus the usual hat, sunscreen, water.
Solid advice.
You know, what we're seeing is that Pueblito Paisa offers this blend of cultural immersion, incredible views, and sustainable practices.
It really does seem like a unique place.
It is a place where history comes alive and that paisa spirit shines through.
So, what's grabbing your attention the most so far? What speaks to you?
That's a good question. You know, what stands out to me is how Pueblito Paisa takes you back in time but it's not stuck there.
Right. It's not just a relic.
It's part of Medellin, a living, breathing part.
Yeah, a conversation between then and now.
I like that. That's a good way to put it.
So we talked about those salvaged materials.
From El Peñol.
Yeah, but how did this whole replica village even come about?
Well, back in 1978, they wanted to create a space that celebrated Antioquian architecture.
Uh-huh.
Preserve a piece of history, a place where people could step into that essence of Paisa life.
Even in a modern city like Medellin.
Exactly.
So it was always more than just a facade.
Oh, for sure.
A cultural anchor.
Yeah, a way to connect with their roots.
And using materials from El Peñol adds another layer to that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. The town was submerged for progress.
The reservoir.
Right. But they incorporated those remnants into Frederico Paisa.
Showing that progress doesn't have to erase the past.
Powerful symbolism.
It is. It makes you think.
Definitely.
Okay, for someone ready to book a flight right now,
yeah.
What are some essential tips for getting the most out of a visit?
Well, we talked about practical stuff like shoes and water.
Right, the basics.
But beyond that, I'd say slow down.
Don't rush it.
Exactly. Take your time. Soak in the atmosphere. Really appreciate the details.
Let yourself be transported.
Yes. Engage with the locals if you can.
Talk to them.
Listen to their stories, savor the food, maybe even buy a handicraft.
Those little moments that make it memorable.
That's it, exactly.
And of course, those views from Cerro Nudibara.
Oh yeah, you can't miss those.
Now, you're a history buff.
I do love history.
And our sources mention the Museum of the City.
Ah, yeah.
As a way to delve deeper.
It's fascinating.
What's so fascinating about it?
The exhibits trace the city's evolution, you know, humble beginnings to the metropolis it is today.
Wow.
You see how it thrived as an industrial center, the challenges, how the people adapted.
So it's about the human story.
Yes. More than just dates and facts.
How Medellin embraced innovation but kept its heritage.
A story that resonates beyond the city itself.
It makes you wonder, what would the people from El Peñol think?
Seeing their town's legacy preserved this way.
Yeah, after being submerged.
It's an interesting thought, right?
Maybe they'd find peace knowing a part of them lives on.
It speaks to the power of memory, how we honor the past.
You know, as we're talking, I keep thinking about Paisa culture.
It really comes through in everything we've discussed.
What would you say defines it?
It's a rich tapestry, many threads.
Right.
They're known for their warmth, strong family ties, their work ethic, and that deep connection to the land.
I can see that.
Strong sense of community, pride in their traditions, but also embracing progress.
So it's a blend of old and new.
Exactly. And Pueblito Paisa is a beautiful expression of that.
It's like a culture with roots and wings.
Yes. Ready to soar, but staying grounded.
All this talk about Paisa culture makes me think about Bandeja Paisa again.
It's hard not to, right?
We talked about the ingredients.
Yeah.
But what makes it so central to their identity?
It's more than just a meal. You know,
I'm getting that sense.
It embodies that abundance of the region, their resourcefulness.
Taking simple ingredients and creating something special.
Exactly. Nourishing and celebratory.
A culinary metaphor for their approach to life.
Precisely. And it's meant to be shared.
Oh, right. Family style.
Big platters for everyone.
Emphasizing community.
Togetherness.
It's food with a story.
A history.
Love. Heart. It seems like everything in Pueblito Paisa tells a story.
From the architecture to the food.
It's all connected to their heritage.
That's the beauty of it. You can immerse yourself in the culture.
Experience the heart and soul of the Paisa region.
I think a lot of people will be adding Pueblito Paisa to their bucket lists after this.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a destination that offers something for everyone.
A place where you can connect with the past.
Embrace the present and maybe even get a glimpse of the future.
All in one experience.
Quite an experience, I'd say.
We've covered so much, you know?
A lot, yeah.
But that energy, that vibrancy we talked about, it keeps coming back to me like it's more than just a place.
I agree, it's a feeling.
Where the past and present, they blend so well.
It's dynamic, you know?
You see those old traditions, the architecture.
Yeah.
But there's this modern pulse, too.
A sense of life moving forward.
Not a museum piece at all.
No. No, it's a community, alive and well.
And that's part of the appeal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. For visitors who want that authentic experience.
Yeah, you're not just seeing the sights.
It's about feeling that heartbeat, the Paisa culture.
And Pueblito Paisa gives you that.
In spades?
As we talk, I can practically hear the music, smell the food.
I know, it's so vivid.
Feel that warm.
It's a sensory feast. Think about those sounds.
Yeah.
Laughter from the cafes, a guitar strumming, the smell of fresh empanadas.
Oh man, those empanadas.
Right, so good.
Speaking of food, what else will tempt my taste buds?
Well, beyond the bandeja paisa, you have to try mazamora.
Mazamora, tell me more.
Traditional corn dessert, warm, comforting, a touch of sweetness.
Sounds
Like a
delicious.
taste of home, you know?
For sure. And those empanadas for a savory snack.
Always a good choice. A staple in Colombia.
Different fillings, right?
Oh, yeah. Meat, cheese, vegetables, even seafood.
Wow, so many options.
Perfect for a quick bite while exploring.
And then there are the arepas.
So versatile.
Also,
Cornmeal, you can eat them anytime. Plain, grilled, with cheese.
I've heard they can be topped with all sorts of things.
Absolutely. Shows the creativity of Colombian cuisine.
Now, we can't forget those views.
From Cerro Nutibara.
Yeah, a perfect spot to just take it all in.
It is. Imagine sitting there
Yeah.
with a cup of Colombian coffee as the sun sets.
Painting the sky.
Hues of orange, pink, purple, magic.
Pure magic, but it's not just the views, is it?
Yeah.
It's the overall vibe.
The energy, it leaves an impression.
What is it about Pueblito Paisa that does that?
I think it's the warmth, the authenticity.
The people.
Paisa people, known for their hospitality, those welcoming smiles.
That love of their culture.
It's contagious.
That's what makes it special.
More than just a tourist destination.
A place to connect with Colombia's heart and soul.
For travelers who want something more, you know,
Beyond the ordinary.
something deeper, Pueblito Paisa offers that.
A chance to immerse yourself.
In a different culture, come away feeling enriched.
Well said. We've explored it all.
History, culture, food, sustainability.
Pueblito Paisa is more than just an attraction.
It's a testament, you
No,
know.
to the resilience, the creativity, the welcoming spirit,
Of the Paisa people.
and a reminder that tradition and progress can not only coexist.
But enhance each other.
We hope this deep dive has given you a taste
Of what Pueblito Paisa has to offer.
and sparked that desire to experience it
Remember, travel is about opening your heart and mind.
to different cultures.
And who knows, maybe your next adventure
Will lead you
to those charming cobblestone streets
where history comes alive.
and the spirit of Colombia awaits.
Until then, keep exploring, keep diving deep.